With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
The big one at one. We're trying to sort out the Redskins' problems off the field, not on the field. Grant and Danny on the Fan 118. We're giving away tickets to see the Caps and the Senators November 22nd, Capital One Arena. Make sure you are listening. Taking your calls, let's wrap up this conversation here with you on the phones. I don't think you can really fix the issue of opposing fans taking over FedEx until you've got a new stadium. Danny's a little bit more optimistic, thinks you could do things like not allow people outside of the market to use their credit cards to buy those tickets. Would make a little bit of a difference for sure. We've had some other good ideas coming through on the phones as well, including Lee, who said, as someone who goes to a lot of Redskins games, she does not feel like she's appreciated, and there are little ways to show that appreciation. The Capitals, the Nationals have both done that. I think the reason you feel most appreciated at those games is those teams win all the time and have for the better part of the last 5 years as you've been going to those games over and over and over again, and the Redskins haven't. If they were 6-2 at FedEx every season, I honestly don't think we'd be talking right now about this. I just don't. You overlook a lot more when you're leaving and everyone's happy. On days when they win, and I'm hanging out with people in the parking lot, everybody is loving life. On days when they lose, people are mad. They're getting ready to work the next day. They're sobering up. They're furious. They're wondering what they're going to do for dinner that night. I definitely think that matters. Kendall's in Springfield. What's up, Kendall?
Hey, Kendall.
Hey, what's up, guys? I everybody has some good points and really kind of said some of the things, especially Lee and the last caller. When you have, the apathy in the fan base is evident, and I think the apathy stems from, decades of a losing culture as well as what Lee said in terms of the owner. And, to me, you do feel like a number. You do feel like a dollar sign. Now, I'm not a season ticket holder, but I do work at the stadium, and I'm there primarily doing the beer, but just to really watch the game for free. But it's just amazing to see, see every week in and week out, no matter. We played Cleveland, I believe, last year, and Cleveland in my section, man, they were going crazy, and they wouldn't even win it.
Right.
And they were dressed up. When I was there Sunday, you had so many people, man. They had the Thor hammers, and they had the horns. They had everything. When they went up 28-17, they did this rhythmic kind of
skull chant.
Clap.
Yeah, they were doing the skull
clap.
Chant.
Yeah. Oh my goodness, man. It was unreal. But I think the only thing that can change, the smaller stadium, I think that's the start, but that's kind of masking the problem. You just gotta figure out a way to get some sustained winning. That's
Agreed.
The only thing that's gonna change this thing.
I agree with you. Tailgate Ted is on the line. Nobody parties on Sundays like Tailgate Ted.
Ted,
what's
gets
up,
after
dude?
It.
What's going on, boys? How you doing?
Good, dude. What's up?
I hate to repeat what everyone else said, but honestly, the only way to do it is to put a winning product or a competitive product on the field. I'm not saying we have to win 6 out of 8 home games every year, but to know that you're going to go to a game and you have a chance to see a winner is completely different to know that you're going to go to a game and you're going to freeze and you're probably going to not watch a team win.
Ted, let me ask you this, though. As someone that you are the diehard, there are pictures of you in public of just solitary alone in your section, no one within 100 feet of you in any direction. They're better now. They've been over 500 over these last 3 years. There is a chance that you're going to see a win, right? It's not 3-13. It's not 4-12. I get it when it's December against Kansas City and they
scored
every way possible.
You go to games. I didn't think they'd beat Minnesota. You go to games and you go, they might win today. But how often do you go there, Ted, and you go, man, something really bad has to happen for them to lose? That still doesn't happen.
No, it doesn't. But I also think part of it, and not to blame you guys specifically, but it is also some of the media not talking about some of the enhancements that have been made out there. I know, Danny, you and I have debated on Twitter in the past.
No, we totally have. You're right.
The last time you were at the stadium,
mm-hmm.
there have been improvements where you can literally put into Waze the parking lot you're going to go to, and it will tell you exactly how long it will take to get to that lot. They have done a lot of things to improve that experience, but all people hear are the negatives from 10 years ago, not the positives that have tried to change it lately.
I agree with you. And to your point, most of the people who talk about and take calls on this do not go to the games.
100%.
I think I'm the only person on our station that goes to FedEx Field.
Yeah, I know.
I believe that.
Yeah.
On the other station, those guys have, you know, they all are credentialed and do their show because they literally are run by Dan Snyder and own and Larry Michael, who's the play-by-play guy for the Redskins mm-hmm. and the team president. But I don't think that, like, I don't see them in the press box. They've got one guy in the press box that's there. I don't know where, like, Sheehan does pregame. I don't know where he would be or Scott Jackson. But in terms
they
of
do it at a sports bar. But yeah, the point stands.
My point is, among all the people that would take calls on this on two stations, I don't see any other hosts in the press box, in the locker room.
100%.
And those are the people that are telling you about the terrible atmosphere. So I think that's part of it, too, to be honest with you.
That matters. But I would say is I've, you know, even in my current role, I would, they probably wouldn't credential me because the Redskins.
They would credential you.
Would they?
100%
they make it more difficult. Well, in fact, maybe they would. I take that back. But I would go, I wouldn't go as media. I would go as a fan if I was to go. So my experiences are as a fan. The same way that EB, if he would go, he would be as a fan.
Yeah.
Dukes, et cetera. And we've all been turned off at various times.
I believe it, as have I. And I understand that. I get that. But being there every week in the parking lot or whatever, like I said, I'm at tailgate every week with mm-hmm. my fiance's a season ticket holder, her brothers, like 15 people that they still love it.
Yep.
They're tailgate Ted. They have mm-hmm. a blast. I think some of it is kind of what you make of it. Chris is in Falls Church. What's up, Chris?
Christopher.
What's going on, fella?
Hey, dude.
Hey, so I've been going to D.C. sports games. You know, Nats, Capitals, Redskins for years now. My family's been season ticket holders all the way back to RFK. My grandfather used to go. And FedEx Field, you know, I still have a blast with my buddies in the tailgate. But besides the tailgate, there's nothing else to do. You know, you look at Nats Stadium, they built that in an area that there wasn't much to do around, and they built up the area around it. So now, you know, you have fun going out to pouring beers or the bullpen or stuff like that and then roll into the game, and you're all fired up. You're surrounded by Nats fans. When I go to FedEx Field, I get in the parking lot early because I don't want to have to wait in traffic, and there's like 10 cars around there. And the only time it really gets loud is, you know, 5-10 minutes before the game, and everyone's starting to walk in. And so I just think that if they want to fix FedEx Field in the meantime, they need to make the experience around the stadium more enjoyable for the fans, you know, as opposed to what it is now.
Appreciate you. Let's go to Bobby in Carolina, who makes the drive from North Carolina for games.
Every
What's
week,
up, Bobby?
Bobby.
Hey, guys, you knew I was going to call you probably. Great conversation. It's been 17 years of it, and I think I'm an expert in qualifying to answer this.
You are.
The game day experience at FedEx has been pathetic for 17 years. There's just no faithful. There's a few faithful fans that still go Sunday after Sunday like me, but there's just too many seats available. Sunday was probably a low point, guys, to see that much purple in that bottom level. I mean, we see it when we play Dallas and Pittsburgh and Green Bay, but we played the Minnesota Vikings, and they had that lower bowl completely sold out with purple. So it's very disheartening. But, Grant, you're right. Probably the quick way to fix this maybe is to reduce the size of the stadium, maybe put it back inside the city where Metro's available and getting in and out maybe a little bit easier. And I'm telling you guys right now, today is, what, the 16th of November. I'm really contemplating hard of getting out of this rat race I've been in for 17 years.
Wow.
I've been faithful. I love the Skins. I mean, I can't tell you. It's been in my family for years and years. But it's a financial investment, and that part is expensive, but that's not the deal breaker. It's just there's no commitment anymore inside the stadium and the fans like it used to be in the 70s and 80s when they were at RFK, and having a Redskin ticket was like gold, okay? If you had a ticket, that was something. You can go online and get tickets to any game now. So I'm really contemplating hard.
How long have the tickets been in your family? I know you said you've been going for 17 years.
That's it. We were on the waiting list for like 20 years, Grant, you know, back in the day.
Yeah.
And I got a call one day, and I actually only had two at the time, but now I've got four.
Mm.
So it's a big financial investment, guys. I'm spending, with the tickets and tailgating and gas, it's about $7,000 a year for me to go up there for those 8 home games during the regular season. So it's but,
wow.
You know, winning cures everything. You guys know that. We talked about it. The product is better on the field. We're close. You know, I'm a homer. I'm always hold out hope that we're going to, you know, get over the hump and make this thing a winner year in, year out. But the tickets are just too many available now for the opposing fans.
Bobby, thank you, buddy. I appreciate the call as always. To me, it's what's worth it. And you can put up with a lot if they're winning. So we always understand that, right? If your team is winning, you deal with seat increases. You deal with the hassle of getting in and out. You deal with bad concessions that are overpriced. You deal with a lot of crap if your team is winning. I know that's the fix. But the other side of this is, does it feel worth it anymore? The Wizards are better than they've ever been in my entire life, okay? That's an example I would offer. This is the best the Wizards have been year in and year out in my life as a lifelong Wizards fan. I'm no longer going with my buddy on tickets because they got too expensive. That happened. So to me, it's no longer, quote-unquote, worth it in that same way. If you go back to 2011, the cost of the tickets that I would share with my friend have doubled. That's a big deal because they started to get good and then they charge more. So you price people out. And I'm not critical of the Wizards for it. I'm just simply saying everybody's got to make that choice. You hear Bobby. Now that they're starting to be okay, he's like, it's not worth it anymore.
Right.
Because that cost. Everyone makes that
personal
choice.
Dude, think about what he said, though. And he said 8 games, not 10, because the 2 preseason games probably just don't matter to him.
Right.
You're not driving up here from Carolina to watch backups play. You're just not doing that. That's about $1,000 per game that he spends.
Yep.
I mean, his situation's a little different because he's coming from Carolina, but there are fans like that.
Yeah, wife and 2 kids, and now all of a sudden, there you go.
I wanted to move on, but there's someone on hold here. There's still some cool things to get to, but someone wants to blame the fans saying that they are the biggest issue. I'd be curious to hear that argument.
I'll listen to that, because if you want to put the eye at me, I share some of that.
I think that this is not a fan problem, but I would like to hear what they have to say about that. Grant and Danny on the Fan.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.